Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. We're here in part three talking about identity with Vittorio on Azure Friday. We have a directory, azurefridays.onmicrosoft.com. We made Gino admin. Is that like John Doe in Italy?
No, Gino is like a funny name for some reason for me. So like every time I have to complain about a big company, like, I don't know, T-Mobile. And I say Gino T-Mobile, meaning like whomever runs it, like is a personification.
Oh,
of,
okay. So we say like Joe Schmo or whatever, and you say Gino.
Like yes.
Okay. Ah, Gino.
Gino.
I'm going to shake my fist in the air every time something bad. Ah, Gino, what is he doing over there? All right, cool. What are we going to do with this user?
So now that we have our user that will be our development persona, then we are going to start creating applications which take advantage of Windows Azure Active Directory.
And by that, you mean query the directory and authenticate against the directory. Is that correct?
Yes, that is exactly right.
Okay.
So, as we mentioned in part one, an application in Windows Azure Active Directory is basically just a description of your application so that you can use any of the protocols that Windows Azure Active Directory supports for doing the things that we mentioned.
Why does Active Directory need to know about it?
It needs to know about it mostly because first the protocol requires some knowledge, some coordinates. Like when you're using SAML, when you're using OAuth, your application has certain identifiers that are used as part of a protocol. And at the same time, given that here we have like authentication information, then you don't want the directory to just send this stuff to random places. You want, for example, that when a website asks for a certain token, this website is actually the one registered in the directory to have access to it.
I see.
Somewhere you need a URL which says, this is a URL that I like. And otherwise, what would happen is that you might have rogue websites which ask for a token. And once they have a token, they play it against the actual website.
Okay. And this is funny because this is obvious after the fact. Like now we're here in 2014. This is, of course. But in the old days, you'd have an endpoint, and people could just query, is this the right password? Is that the right password? Pretty much just willy-nilly.
Yep.
So is this like in Twitter, when I'm a developer on Twitter, I have to add an application to Twitter?
Yep.
Let them know about the app. And then if the app goes bad, I can literally revoke the app.
That is exactly the same.
Okay, so I could have a bad app somehow, or a bad developer or something, and I could, oh, I don't want to allow that app to talk to this directory at all.
Yep.
Just pull them out of there.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and
cool.
Here is even more fine-grained, because you can say this app have read access or write access. You can like do a bit more.
Oh, wow. So the app's almost a user of its own.
Exactly. And in fact, we'll see exactly that. So here, normally, you would one possibility is that you click on this add an app, and then you'd have a form where you have to enter all these coordinates. And it's pretty straightforward, but there is an even more straightforward way. In Visual Studio 2013, in the ASP.NET templates, we added direct integration with the directory. So that when you create a new project, you can, as part of the creation, mention that you want these to be tied to Windows Azure Active Directory. And the template in itself will reach out to the directory, will authenticate as you, the developer,
right,
create the entry for your app so that you don't have to be bothered with all these low-level details, and this thing will just work.
Okay, so do me a favor and click on that. Just click it, and let's look at that form. So when you get to this point and the portal is starting to fill out forms and do stuff,
mm-hmm.
We talked about this in a previous episode of Azure Friday, that it's calling this back-end series of RESTful management services.
Yep.
So I'm guessing then that Visual Studio now is calling the exact same stuff,
yep,
effectively filling the form out for you.
Precisely.
To do that.
And in fact, if we want to look at the form in the episode with Scott, you have seen this thing about the add-in application my organization use. This is a
pre-integrated. What's the is developing and to use? I don't understand the difference.
The difference is that in the second case, you are going to configure one application that has been pre-configured. So for example, we already know how to talk to Twitter or to Salesforce or to more than 500 apps.
Exactly.
And then when you go in there, it's more of like an admin. Like you are an administrator and you're saying, I want to use this app.
I see.
Whereas add an application my organization is developing is more instead like a lower level aspect in mm-hmm. which It's an app which you own the code for, that you are actually creating. Okay. And so if you have to give all the coordinates. Whereas in the other case, the coordinates are already well known. Like, gotcha. Twitter already have its own endpoints.
Okay, cool.
And here, like, you can say, like,
So we're making a new web API, or, oh, you got a new thing there, native client.
Yep.
Meaning I could write an iOS app.
Exactly. And we'll see almost exactly that. We have, like, one little Android app.
Oh, I got an Android app. Awesome. Yep. Okay, cool.
But in the basic case in which you want a web app, you just give it a name. And here you'd give some coordinates. Like if I know that this app lives in a certain address, I'll put it. But since I do it from Visual Studio, then Visual Studio will find out
for me.
Oh,
and then we can go back in and see what it came
exactly.
up with. Okay, let's do
so
that.
So my suggestion would be to go straight there.
Okay.
Okay, so now this is Vink is empty. Let me open Visual Studio 2013.
Now, this is Visual Studio 2013 with the latest version of the Azure SDK. Is that correct?
It is correct, but for the thing that I'm doing here, I don't need the Windows Azure SDK.
So it's built into 2013?
Visual Studio itself, yes. It's ASP.NET.
Oh, okay. So our team did this. Great.
Yep. So if I hit New Project, I want a web app. As you can see, great simplification. We now have just
Thank
one
you.
Template.
Yeah.
And let's call this Azure Fridays Web SSO 1. And let's start with an MVC app. Here I can choose an MVC, and then I have this option to change the default authentication.
Okay.
As you can see, by default is this individual user account, which means that it uses the ASP.NET classic.
Right, membership with
exact,
all that.
Exactly, precisely. Instead, if I click change authentication and pick on organizational accounts, here I have a number of options. Like, the main thing here is this list in which I can decide that my application will be secured by a cloud instance, which we mean Windows Azure Active Directory,
mm-hmm.
and I can do it for my own organization. So that's a classic line of business app, something that like my IT department's write, and it's only for the employees of my company.
Okay.
Or I can write a SaaS app in which—
Software as a service.
Exactly, thank you. In which I'm selling these to multiple organizations. And so if I choose that, then the application generated will have all the features for onboarding.
So I'm going to write an expense app that only my company will ever use, or I'm going to create a new expense app that I'm going to sell to lots of companies on Azure.
That is exactly right.
Okay.
And then for the option on premises, instead I would just go against a classic ADFS instance in which I don't want to do anything with the cloud, so I just go there.
So what's the difference between Active Directory and then the Windows authentication one? That's just the, you know, authenticate against NTLM,
that
and they have to type in, you know, domain / username.
Precisely right.
Okay.
Like the Windows authentication means just use integrated off. So it means that you want to run this application in your intranet on a domain joined machine.
Okay.
So for the time being, let's just pick cloud single organization, which
All
is
right.
the simplest. And here you specify Azure Fridays.
And I can start developing it. You got to spell on Microsoft, correct?
Yep.
So I'm going to use on Microsoft because that's my development thing. I haven't
yep.
picked my domain yet. So I don't have to feel like I have to go and set up my domain and all that stuff, right? I can always have the directory all set up, have the app all set up, and put in a custom domain later.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
then I would just go back into Windows Azure and then tell it in the app description that my endpoints have maybe moved, or does it matter?
Yep. You'll just go and say that your endpoints moved, and it will just work as expected.
Excellent.
In fact, here I'm using that one because it's nice and empty, but I could have used my own domain, but this thing is crowded. Like, it has many, many apps, so I don't want it to.
Gotcha.
But if I wanted to write my own domain, I'll just write like this, and that's
okay.
it. Okay.
And
so the other interesting thing here is the level of access that I want to give to my application. So I could have one application that does just single sign-on. Like, I just need to reuse users from my directory. I don't need to query the directory in itself, so I'm just okay with single sign-on. And then conversely, if I want my app to reach out and query the directory, then I can grant it more capabilities.
But I would be afraid that I would be picking this one and I would want that one because I want to read data like their name and their birthday or maybe like that. Like, what am I allowed to read here that I can?
The main difference is that when you choose just single sign-on, the only thing that your application can do is use one authentication protocol. And then when you reach out for the directory and you try to query it using another protocol, which in this case would be OAuth, then your application simply would not have the rights to do so.
Okay.
Like the directory would refuse you the token that would allow you to access.
Okay, so if I want to sign on, fine. If I want their name and their picture and you know their company picture and their badge and all that, then I need this one.
Exactly.
Okay.
And when you do single sign-on, you get at least some information because like in your authentication token, you have things like name, UPN, and similar, but that's just about the user, and it's a very restricted amount of info. So just because I like to edge my bets, I'll get read access so that we can actually see how it works.
Okay. What's more options real quick?
More options is like for
So that's
lower
the,
level stuff.
That's the identity of the URI. That's the thing that's going to get filled into that form.
Yeah, one of the things in there. So here, like if for some reason, say that you are creating an app and you already have the coordinates of this app, or like you are actually adapting an existing one, here you have a chance of specifying it. Otherwise, we fill it up for you. And since it's for many is a detail, we just have to say, keep it hidden.
Yeah.
Okay, so the moment in which I hit OK, then this thing tries to obtain a token for writing the entry in my directory.
Ah, okay, because you're logged into Azure in your Internet Explorer instance as an administrator of the Active Directory, which needs the, you know, you need that power to make the app.
Exactly.
Visual Studio is going to force you to be an administrator to do the same thing.
Precisely. Okay. And in fact, at this point, I get prompted by this dialogue. And here I want to be admin Azure Fridays on Microsoft.com.
Now, could you just log in as Vittorio at Microsoft?
In this specific case, given that my Microsoft user is also the administrator of the entire thing, then I should be able to.
Okay.
But usually, I always suggest to go through this route. Because if you are in a Microsoft account, like if you did your directory using a Microsoft account, then you cannot use the Microsoft account for this. You have to have a directory user. And this is something that we'll fix eventually. But for the time being, you have to be this. So I always try to use for development a user from that directory.
Okay. So when you're in a directory, when you're thinking about a directory, when you're working on a directory, try to use users from that directory at every point you can.
It's like the safest option then for the time being. Then now we still have some queries that we have to iron out, and this Microsoft account is one of those. But like if you develop this habit, then you are never wrong, basically.
I see. Okay. So this is Gino, who we made before.
Exactly. And now if we sign in, this thing reaches out to the directory, gets back a token. And now at this point, once I hit OK.
OK, so if I got that far, it happened, it worked. So it made the app at that point.
It's doing it right now.
Oh, it's doing the app.
Like right now, it's first. This is like a classic Visual Studio.
Oh, here it is right there.
Yep.
That
and at this point, it's done. Like the first part was obtaining the token. And now I used the token as soon as I
Now, can we go back and refresh the portal?
That is exactly where I was going.
Great minds.
And slowly, slowly.
Okay, there's Azure Frame.
And voila.
And there it is.
And now we have our application. And if I click on it, I have like a number of information in my quick start. If I wanted to use, like, if I would not have used the tooling, say that I'm using Visual Studio 2012,
sure.
And I want to integrate using the protocol instead of using this automatic tooling, then there I have the coordinates for integrating. And then if I wanted to see the details.
Oh, and there's your local host, which is what you're going to be using as the redirect to.
Precisely. Visual Studio figured out what IIS Express was going to use, and so created this entry and sent it out. And then here I have various other details which we'll cover in short. The main important thing is this is the identifier for my app. Mm-hmm. So that when Windows Azure Active Directory sees this, it says, oh, wow, that's this app. And then here there is the reply URL. As you can see, I can have many. So that if I deploy this app in multiple places, mm-hmm. then I can just specify a different reply URL. And the Windows Azure Active Directory will do the right thing. So if I go back to Visual Studio, now what happened is that Visual Studio configured my application to use federated identity. So this is using our current offering, which is the classes in .NET 4.5 for doing WS federation. And I won't go into the details of how this happens, but mostly just for giving you a feeling, this thing automatically added some HTTP modules which sit in front of your application.
Right.
And those HTTP modules read some configuration, like for example.
Yeah, right here, system.identityModel.
And here is the address of the endpoint that we want to use for using this protocol. And here there is the identifier that we'll send so that it will know it's us. Mm-hmm. We don't send the reply URL because it already knows. And so it's all very straightforward. We are working for making this even more straightforward. Perhaps we can talk about it in a later installment.
All right, cool. So we made an app. We did it from Visual Studio rather than using the wizard. And now we presumably have an app that will go and talk to Active Directory. And in the next video, we'll dig into the actually doing that, running the app and looking at the code on Azure Friday. Thank you.